USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against the state of Texas, paving the way for razor wire erected at the southern border in Eagle Pass to be taken down by Border Patrol officers. Meanwhile, President Biden is repeating his call for more border security funding from Congress. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says more money is not the solution. He asserts the Biden administration must address its border policy.
Trump put in place four policies that led to a secure border, and when Biden came into office, he eliminated those four policies.
Meanwhile, today, news a bipartisan $14 billion immigration proposal may be coming together in D.C. Biden administration officials say there needs to be more funding for things like Border Patrol agents and more asylum court judges. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in that state's first-in-the-nation GOP presidential primary election.
We may stop at one more, and nobody knew we were coming. This is pretty amazing.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have all lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. All this as Trump continues to face pressing legal matters. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as the election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there is a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
The White House said Monday there remains an effort to pass legislation codifying abortion protections into U.S. law. At the same time, Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Florida is trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold a state law there that places restrictions on social media platforms. The legislation would prevent large tech companies from banning political candidates and require the platform to create a list of content standards. The High Court previously blocked portions of the measure from taking effect, while several big tech organizations like NetChoice continue to challenge the constitutionality of it. A grand jury is indicting Alec Baldwin for a second time. USA's Tim Berg on what this means for the actor.
Alec Baldwin is facing new charges in the death of Helena Hutchinson on the set of Rust. Baldwin could face up to a year and a half in prison under New Mexico law after a grand jury indicted him on a fourth-degree felony charge. As far as what this latest indictment means to Baldwin, attorney Andrew Stoltman says it's not good news.
Historically cocky, arrogant, liberal New Yorkers don't do very well in New York, criminal trials in New Mexico. So I think he faces real legal peril.
This year's class of baseball Hall of Fame inductees will be unveiled today. The Baseball Writers Association of America will announce the results of voting at 6 p.m. Eastern. This year's group of inductees will join manager Jim Leyland, who was already voted in by the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee last month. Some of the new names appearing on this year's ballot include Adrian Beltre, Jose Bautista, Joe Mauer, and Chase Utley. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.